Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, September 5th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Another site plans to offer music, find out why it won't succeed, Safari gains in market share, and a new website that offers healthy meals and restaurants gives dieters much-needed help. Safari is known primarily by Mac users as it is only available for OS X, and according to the latest numbers from MarketShare, Safari has continued to gain market share in the internet browser space. The report showed that last year, Safari had a market share of 2.20%. This year, that share grew to 3.21%. The jump from 2.20 to 3.21% represents a 46% year-over-year growth. The highest point for the past year was 3.30%, which was reached in April of this year, and most of the gains seen in the year-over-year growth was made in the September 2005 to December 2005 period, when the browser jumped from 2.20 to 3.7. However, Safari's market share was somewhat flat throughout 2006, but the report notes that it might have something to do with Apple's transition to Intel or the fact that Apple is selling a lot of Macs to new customers that prefer to go with other browsers that they were using on their previous platforms. The popular teen hangout MySpace.com is taking its first step toward the digital music business as it is planning to sell songs from nearly 3 million unsigned bands. MySpace is taking its place in line to try to take on iTunes, but may have an edge over other iTunes competitors as it boasts 106 million users and the backing of its parent company, News Corp. CNN Money reports, in the past year, MySpace.com has become the single most visited internet address among U.S. teenagers and young adults. The site is used to socialize, share music, and photographs. MySpace has plans to offer independent bands that have not signed with a record label a chance to sell their music on the site. The songs can be sold on the band's MySpace pages and on fan pages in non-copyright protected MP3 digital file format, which works on most digital players, including the iPod. The bands will decide how much to charge per song after including MySpace's distribution fee, which is yet to be decided. But according to Business Week, don't expect all these new services to threaten iTunes anytime soon. Argus research analyst Wendy Abramowitz hasn't changed her positive outlook on Apple when she heard of the new competitors. She said, "We have seen other companies entering the music download space, and to date, there have been no substantial impact on Apple's prospects." Apple has sold more than 50 million iPods around the world, and except in the case of MySpace, songs downloaded through non-iTunes players won't work on the iPod. Until a new player compatible with these services gains popularity, it is unlikely that massive numbers will switch their music buying habits. From MySpace to Spiral Frog to Verizon's chocolate MP3 player and phone combo to the underwhelming Zune, analysts seem to agree that Apple won't be toppled from its throne anytime soon. The ongoing reports of unhealthy restaurants can make eating out not so much fun. You never know what you're eating, and don't even try to guess how much fat is entering your body as you ingest that Whopper. A news report on KTVU in San Francisco claimed there's more fat in your hamburger than you think. Even when you try to eat healthy by ordering salads, nutritionists warn that ingredients that restaurants use to make healthy dishes taste better may be even more harmful to your body than fat. So what can you do? A new website called Healthy Dining Finder is being built by the National Restaurant Association, and it will provide a list of healthy meals and restaurants across the country and where they can be found. The AP said the website is a way to discreetly court dieters willing to do research without offending others who may not want to be confronted with shockingly high calorie counts. The site is currently collecting nutritional information on the 4 to 10 healthiest dishes at restaurants in a community. Users can punch in their town or zip code and search for restaurants by cuisine or price range. It is already available for preview, but a formal launch with more than 10,000 restaurant listings is scheduled for January. Check it out at www.healthydiningfinder.com. Coming up, updates, releases, and a way to get your hands on free songs from iTunes when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD-XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD-XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Miglia Technology has announced the release of the Dialog Phone. This is a wireless phone that offers free calls worldwide through Skype and iChat AV integration that will let you iChat as long as you want to anyone in the world. According to the company, now you can call your family and friends every day and chat for hours because every minute spent on the phone is completely free. It is designed from the ground up as a phone for your computer. It features a call button and a volume control key, which can be used to scroll through your list of contacts. The Dialog Phone is available now, and it costs $79 US. Rage Software has announced the availability of Rage Google Sitemap Automator 1.3. This is a free update to the software package that allows webmasters to automate the process of generating Google sitemaps. The new version features the ability to edit and apply filters after scanning is complete instead of restricting you to create them before scanning a website. You can also create filter presets so you never have to create the same filters more than once. The automator requires Mac OS X 10.2.9 or later and is priced at $29.95 US. Lacey has expanded its range of Lacey Safe hard drives to include a desktop edition with enhanced security features. The company is offering a full range of secure desktop and mobile hard drives with biometric access control designed to protect confidential data from unauthorized use. The new hard drive comes in capacities of 160 gig, 320 or 500 gigs with a universal high-speed USB 2.0 interface for use on a PC or a Mac. Features include an internal drive lock and an external port for attaching an optional chain lock. The new drives now come with an internal firmware called Drive Lock that prevents data from being accessed if removed from a case and plugged into another machine. The desktop editions also include a secure chain lock port for attaching the drive to a desk to prevent theft. The safe hard drive will cost around $180 US. SendStation Systems, creators of iPod accessories like the Pocket Dock line of iPod adapters, has announced it's giving away 20,000 songs on the iTunes Music Store. According to the company, customers who purchase a Smart Charge car charger for the iPod for $24.95 or a Pocket Dock Combo USB FireWire adapter for iPod for $22.95 will receive 20 free songs on iTunes for each of these items bought. The offer is available to U.S. and Canadian customers only while supplies last. Visit SendStation.com for more information. And those were the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.